I just need to clarify one thing, because there's no note in the system. This is not my case. This is on Sydney's.
Hi, good morning, Masita, Ms. Johnson.
Hi, Nima.
Hi, how you doing? So I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. So listen, I got a call from one of my colleagues in regards to Jalissa's pay. Is she there? Can I speak with her?
Yes, sure. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Hello.
Ms. Jalissa?
Yes.
Hi, it's Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
You're welcome. So I got a call from one of my colleagues in regards to your pay. Tell me what's wrong.
Yes?
Yeah, tell me what's wrong.
Oh, it was just I was missing 4 hours. It just said that I worked 20 hours, but I worked 24, but she said she was going to fix it.
Okay, so I went over, first and foremost, I want you to know that Sydney is no longer with us, okay?
Okay.
I went through her case notes, and from my attention, Sarah told me that normally when you work over your schedule, the hours can move around, but there isn't any note in the system from Sydney stating if you worked extra hours per day to move them hours to that day. So because she's no longer here and I'm doing her payroll, I was not aware.
Okay.
So I know that you did not, it was no clock in and out on Monday the 28th.
Right. I didn't come in on Monday.
So listen, going forward, this is what you need to do so therefore we cannot create this issue of happening again.
Okay.
Whenever you do not work on a specific day, you need to notify us that you're going to work extra on a different day so we can assign them hours to that day.
Okay.
Okay? Going forward. So, therefore, we both on the same page.
Okay.
So, this will be corrected.
Okay. The thing is, it has me for coming in at 8 a.m. I get out of my other job at 8 a.m., so I'm not always here at 8. Sometimes it's depending on traffic. Sometimes it's 8:30. Sometimes it's closer to 9. So
when that happens, that means whatever time you clock in, you need to clock out them different.
Okay,
because the system is sensitive, and whatever you clock in is what the system is going to pay you for.
Okay.
But if you notify us that you going to work the extra hours on another day, just let us know in advance so we can update the schedule.
Okay,
so I'm going to put in the payroll issue sheet, so therefore you can get the rest of these hours from the 30th, which you worked until 5 p.m., I see.
Yes.
And then I see an extra 15 minutes on the 1st. So those hours are going to be assigned and you will receive on next Friday's paycheck.
Okay.
I do see an extra half an hour on Saturday too and Sunday. So I'm going to see what I can do to get you to those approved extra hours that Ms. Johnson has.
Yeah, because, she has 26 hours for me. It's just,
Right. Right. So whatever I can find, I'm going to assign, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just let Ms. Johnson know as well that Sydney is no longer with us. If she needs to contact us, to notify me until you guys are assigned a new coordinator.
Okay.
Is your number still the same, Nima?
It is always going to be the same as long as I'm with Family First.
7418?
14.
Oh, 14. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
7414. Okay.
Yep.
I got it. Okay. Because I thought my other one said 7418.
No, that was the last person that you guys spoke to in regards to the payroll issue situation. That was Sarah. Yeah.
Sarah.
So
okay.
Sarah called me because I'm responsible whatever Sydney cases was left over before she left.
Yeah. Because she told me, she said, you'll be. You have a new person, she said, but I'm not sure who it is. And then she looked and she said, it's Nima. I said, oh, that's good. At least I know it's somebody I know.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah. Until I notify you guys that you are assigned a coordinator, just contact me. But if you ever have a problem with anything regarding Family First, to give me a call, okay?
Okay, all right. Yeah, because I said I didn't even know that Sydney was gone. Nobody tells you.
Well, Sydney is supposed to call all her clients and caregivers to inform that she's going to be no longer with us, and she failed to do so. So I apologize.
Oh, jeez. Well, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome.
I'm used to it with, you know, with our caseworkers, you know, from Medicaid, because
mm-hmm.
they, you know, you don't know who you're getting. You get whoever they got, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. But that's okay.
Okay. Do you have any more questions or concerns?
No. What is it, that they're only scheduled for 5 hours a day? Is that what?
So, nope. I had explained to Jalissa that if she wants to work extra on different days, she needs to notify us so we can update the schedule on that specific day.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because
okay.
I know her schedule with her, you know, she has another job and, yes, she, you know.
And
she's
aware that she needs, if she clocks in late, she needs to clock out late the same time so it can match.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, you ladies,
yeah,
you take care. Have a great day.
Yeah, and I wanted to make sure that my other aide that I had before me was not clocking in.
No,
you know.
It's just Tyra and Jalissa.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank
All right.
you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.
Mm-hmm.